It is at this point in the show that I will have to reiterate something that I tend to when it happens. Christian told me during the break that he just received the angriest phone call he has ever received. The chances of that individual still listening right now are probably slim. But ma'am, if you are, I was able to get that much information. Please listen carefully. The words that come out of my mouth are mine alone. There's a disclaimer at this end of the show that means it has nothing to do with Connoisseur Media or my producer, Christian. Yelling at him accomplishes nothing. The phone number here is 888-574-2723. If you wish to take up a subject matter by calling that number, please give him your name and where you're calling from and what you'd like to talk about, and then you get to talk to me. Because I am the one behind this show, and yelling at Christian accomplishes nothing except making you feel better. And it really is an act of cowardice, because he is there as an employee to help me facilitate this show. But he doesn't have anything to do with the content or the words that come out of my mouth. They are wholly mine and mine alone. And it is insulting and offensive to verbally assault him over my opinions. I know it's easy to call, and when he says, hey, what's going on? Being all friendly, he's a nice kid, and you assault him with profanity and your feelings, I tell you now, direct it towards me. I can handle it. He can handle it, but he shouldn't have to. Of course, if you are going to call, you can't use the type of language you did when you called Christian just a moment ago. But some of the things that Christian just detailed for me was you called me or the station un-American, said to get this F word off the air, and then you told Christian to S-A-D. And you also brought up his wages, whatever that has to do with anything. So I challenge you, brave caller, that's sarcasm, please call back at 888-574-2723 and try to have a rational adult conversation with the person whose opinions you're so upset about.
Ed, she's on the line.
Hooray!
I don't know if she's holding, but she was screaming as I put her on hold, so I'm not sure.
Please, well, see if you can get her to not scream.
I will
tell
do my best.
Tell her I'm going to give her 30 seconds clear without saying a word, and at that point I might interject, and ask her not to swear.
Yeah,
as
I got
we
the,
have
I got
to comply
the dump button ready.
With the FCC regulations. We do have a dump button, but I'd be curious to know, one, first of all, why she saw fit to take it out on you, and two, what she's so mad about.
All right, hang on one second.
So get her name, throw it in the thing, and just make sure she's clear on all these things. Because I say this all the time. Why are you going to abuse someone who has nothing really to do with it aside from pushing the buttons and making sure I don't go over and making sure the technical side of things work properly? Now, if he said something, that's one thing. But it's just that kind of behavior that I can't abide by. If you took the time to dial the number, it's just one more step. You're a step away from me. Let me have it. But please, do it in a manner that is appropriate for an adult and without the profanity, because as I said, you can't swear on the airwaves. The FCC frowns upon that. Let's go to Lisa. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Hey, Ed. How are you?
Doing well. The microphone is yours. I'm going to give you 30 seconds to a minute, depending on how this goes, and at least 30 seconds. So please feel free to air whatever criticisms.
Okay, I hope it goes better than your morning show. But so I'm just curious. I don't know who you are. I listen to your radio station. I listen to a bunch of them. And I'm just wondering who you are that your opinion matters so much that you feel so bold to tell everybody what we should be thinking. Because it's very, like, I think if you put a story out there or you want to talk on a radio station where millions of people, probably 100 in your case, are listening, I'm wondering, why are we supposed to be subjected to just your point of view?
Okay, would you like me to
respond? Talking about,
can I respond?
Lemonade stands. You're talking about lemonade stands. I don't really care. Everybody was raised very differently by their parents, and we all take traits from that. You're talking about a government making a decision to make a point that no ruler, president, whatever you want to call it, is going to use such inhumane, ways of treating their own people. I don't care what it was about. You look at those images, and I don't know what clown you had on before me talking about if it even happened. Are you guys delusional? Those are babies, innocent babies being hosed off by water. And you want to be a conspiracist and say it didn't happen? My husband is a state trooper.
Lisa,
and I know people that say Sandy Hook
Lisa,
didn't happen, honey.
Lisa, can I respond?
Let me finish my statement.
No, Lisa, you had your minute. Can I respond? You're digging too deep into other things. Can I please interject to respond?
No, I'm not. You are giving your opinion.
Lisa,
and nobody asked for
you did not hear. You were not listening actively. Nobody said it didn't happen. Lisa, I'm
going to
ask for a chance to respond. Can I respond?
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, Lisa.
The whole morning.
Lisa, first, I'm going to go backwards. When it comes to the statement you just said, if people were questioning it even happened, nobody questioned if it happened.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Lisa, please, can I finish responding?
Yeah, go ahead.
What was said was, we aren't sure if Assad did it or if it was rebels. There is a question of where it came from. That means
that's
the response.
That's not what the guy said.
That
you
is exactly.
That's not what the guy said.
Lisa, I will pull up the tape. Lisa.
The guy said they weren't sure what kind of chemical it was.
He was referring to another case.
That burns your skin.
Lisa.
It won't be tolerated.
Lisa, okay. So we're going to get away from that for a second, and then we'll go back to your first point.
You can't come back to it because you know you're wrong. And
no,
it's not
Lisa.
Radio.
Lisa. I can pull up the tape. I will post the tape in a podcast
you
later
should.
If you want.
You
but
should.
You will not admit.
You should.
Who did?
You should.
Okay, so let's go back to the first point. What makes me... Why am I allowed to be on the airwaves saying what I do?
Yeah.
What makes anybody else who has a radio show qualified for that? What are the qualifications in your mind?
Because they do it in a way... Like, I listen to KC101, right? I listen to KC101. And I know very well that he's more on the left side, okay? And I won't say what his name is. I hit him up on Twitter, and I said, I enjoy your radio station. I could probably guess your stance, but at the same time, I love that you put it out there like a news anchor should, and you leave it alone.
Lisa.
You are so biased to one side.
Lisa.
I can't even believe you're on the radio.
Lisa, I'm asking.
I can't even believe you have a job, dude. You should be making my coffee at Dunkin' Donuts.
Is there something wrong with making coffee at Dunkin' Donuts, Lisa?
No, because I worked there when I was 16, and it was one of my most favorite jobs in the world.
All right, so can I...
Because I've been working since I'm 15.
I believe you're responding. What? Lisa, I believe you're talking about Elvis Duran, correct? I'm not afraid to mention other stations.
Love him.
Elvis Duran, that's a pop station. It is not a news talk station. The station
I know what it is, honey, but he's still in the same line of business where his words
no,
get out to a mass
it's a different
amount of
format.
People in the morning.
It is a different
Wake
format,
up.
Lisa. There are formats
oh,
in radio.
Okay, so then when you do your format, Ed knows best.
Ed says.
Ed knows best. Oh, my God. I never even knew who you were until your stupidity came over this morning.
Lisa.
But at the end of the day...
Keep with the insults.
You got to put it out there
you're making
in
my
a more
point.
Unbiased way. You sound stupid.
It's called opinion, Lisa.
No,
the only person
no.
who sounds stupid
here,
Lisa,
about
is you.
Opinions, honey? What
yes.
do they say about opinions?
Well, so why
Everyone
is your opinion
has
better?
One.
Yes, as do you.
You
so
are
right.
in a realm of a public audience.
Oh,
you
Lisa.
Should know better. You're disgusting.
Lisa, you know what I like?
And if you don't like our president and you
okay.
don't like our
Lisa,
country,
if you can't
you
dial
can
it down,
I can
I'm going to hang up in 5 seconds. Can you
but
dial
I don't
it down?
Care.
All right, you can. Goodbye, Lisa. Thank
time?
You. Thank you. I gave you more time than I should have. You were incapable of having a rational conversation. And you clearly don't know the difference between formats. Elvis Duran works in a pop format. Of course, he's not going to take a hardline political stance. If I were to work at this company's pop station, I would not be saying half the things I said, because that is not what the audience wants. A pop station is directed mainly at parents and kids. So it's parents who are driving to work with their kids in the car. It's family friendly. When I did talk radio in Boston, I did a morning show on an alternative station, so we could get a little more political and a little more opinionated there. Here, on the Talk of Connecticut, we don't play any music like they do on a pop station or an alternative station. It is purely 2 hours with commercial breaks of me talking about the news, which I present in an unbiased fashion. And then I give you my unabashed opinion. Hence the name, Ed says, unbiased, unabashed. Now, those might be difficult words for you because words have meaning. And you hear unbiased and then you hear my opinion and go, you're clearly biased. It's the presentation of the news as we have it. You, as exemplified by that exchange when talking about my previous caller and the gas, questioned if it ever... We didn't question if it ever happened. We questioned the conditions and the actors. He simply said they don't know what kind of gas it is yet. I think that's a fair assessment to make. It is too early in the investigation. So if it's anybody who thinks they know more than they do, it is you. And I don't mean that as a personal insult. But I gave you the time, and you used it to insult me. You used it to insult employees, my employees, and people in other lines of employment. And I sit here because somebody sees worth in my comments, in my commentary, and in my opinions and my take on things. If an audience does, then I will keep my job. If they don't, I will move along, unlike some politicians in this world. Let's go to Kira in East Hartford. Good morning, Kira.
Hi, Ed. Oh, my gosh. It is such an honor to talk to you.
Oh, well, thank you. You're too kind, especially after that last call.
I know. I listen to your show every morning. I just wanted to comment on the lady that just called. That is completely not okay in any way. She was so totally rude to you and Christian, and this is America, honey. And you're allowed to say whatever you want on the radio besides your comments about swearing. And, of course, she's allowed to have her comments, but the fact that she thinks her opinion is more valuable than yours, nobody's opinion is any more valuable than anybody's. It's just the influence you have on the society, and you obviously have way more of an influence over way many more people than she does.
Well, I hope I don't have too much influence because I don't claim to be the smartest guy in the room. I just tried to have civil discourse there because I aim to be something better than what this format has had for years. And I could have yelled at her, and I could have told her how stupid she is, and this, that, and the other, which is what other hosts have done in the past in this format, and I'm above that. I don't think she's stupid. I think she is misguided and maybe unwilling to hear people that don't agree with her. She's right. Everybody has an opinion, including her, and that's fine. And I welcome her to call back. I welcome her to continue to listen. And if she doesn't, that's a personal decision. I'm never going to make anybody listen to this show. I've always said I'm going to do what I do. And if people like it, then I'll succeed. And if they don't, I will fail on my own merits. I thank you for your support, Kira.
Yeah, and I really, you know, appreciate that about you, and I really respect that about you, that you're able to kind of, well, as you said before, that you're able to kind of take criticism, but her, that was beyond. There's a line between criticism and just insulting you, and I think that's totally not acceptable to do to anybody, even if you disagree with them.
Well, thank you for the call.
No problem.
I've been called far worse in my time. And I'm sure I will. And at some point, my younger days, I probably would have taken offense, and I probably would have gotten in a shouting match. But marriage and being a dad has changed me for the better, I think. Let's go to Robert in Torrington. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. Listen, I got to say one thing so the audience doesn't think you're paying me or anything. But, you know, the other caller there, that lady, she is misguided because, you know, I like listening to your show besides the other ones on other stations that are so one-sided. And like I said, I could tune out for a month and come back, and they're still talking about Hillary's emails or some other stupid stuff. What I'm trying to say is when you were out Friday, you had a guest, Pacelli, there, and they were talking about how Barack Obama, that's Trump's new spin, you know, our hero-in-chief now. He said, I have to take care of the mess with the chemicals with Assad because Obama didn't want to do anything. Well, I pointed out to the guest, I did some research, as you say, don't just take anybody's word. And I went on a good website that these right-wingers love. It's Fox News from August 31st. And if anyone has a brain, they could look it up themselves, 2013. And it exactly quotes that President Obama wanted to bomb this airfield with the first attack, but he was trying to be a little more diplomatic by going to Congress to get approval. Well, guess what? Those holy roller Republicans there in Congress said, no, we are not going to give you that vote because they tied his hands. So the president... I mean, he was wrong. He probably should have bombed it at the time and did the good, better job than Trump did, but he decided not to. So now they're trying to spin it like he didn't do anything. They got to clean up his mess. You tell me one thing. When he bombed that airfield, why didn't he just put a big crater in the runway? Because they're flying jets out of that same airfield. I mean, that's kind of a halfway to bomb something, in my opinion.
Yeah, there's a lot of layers to this story. I thank you for the call and the support, and I don't have a budget to really pay anyone to do anything. So nobody is a paid shill here. But, yeah, there are a lot of layers. Obama went to Congress, didn't get permission, didn't do it. Things changed. Trump didn't bother with that. Now, would he have gotten approval? Probably. But it's hypocrisy that I can't deal with. Inconsistencies, people flip-flopping when it's their side or advantageous for them. That is what leaves a bad taste in my mouth. Let's go to Danielle in West Hartford. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning, and I applaud you for your intelligence and your patience. How you could have let that lady go on that long is beyond me. I wouldn't have. She spoke entirely from her viscera, which is not too wise. Well, no.
I'm a masochist.
Anyway, you're doing a great job. I just want to ask you this one question.
Yes.
About those Trump boys. Do you realize, do you know that they killed a leopard and an elephant?
I am well aware of their fandom for hunting.
Can you imagine that? That really made my heart cry when I saw that photo. I thought it was a setup, but it was real.
So I don't know the conditions in which they were hunting. I am not a hunter, but I am okay with hunting. There are needs to control populations. If this was one of those things where they paid X amount of dollars in an area where they were trapped.
What kind of a guy? And what does that show?
I
mean, you're killing a beautiful animal like a leopard and an elephant.
I agree. At its core, it's not something I am interested in, but I know plenty of people who are game hunters or are just hunters in general, big game, or, you know, if you're going to kill, I hope there's a purpose behind it, whether you're feeding yourself or it is for a need.
I agree.
For the that animal's environment. That I'm okay with. But the Trump boys, obviously, in my opinion, already start a few bars below okay. So yeah. They'd really have to go out of their way. I don't know the circumstances behind that hunt. I would have to research it more. But again, it's not something I want to get into. There's plenty more for me to not like them about. So I try to stay away from that one, but I understand what you're saying.
And you know this situation with the bombing in Syria. What did he gain by doing that? Nothing, really, just to make things kind of worse, if you ask me. I mean, and he did that so soon after. Did he really give serious thought to it? I doubt it.
No, I feel as though
he doesn't operate that way. He's not cerebral enough.
I think it was a reaction, and it was for appearances. Danielle, I thank you for the call and the kind words.
Keep doing your job.
I will. 888-574-2723. But I want to use that earlier exchange on the phone as an example of it's fine. You don't have to agree with me. We can disagree. I was called un-American in there, and that's not the case. There's nothing more American than disagreeing with what your government does and talking about it. It is a freedom we have. We are lucky to have. Some countries, if I did that, there'd be police right here right now arresting me, or worse. So exercise it. They're not right about everything. They never will be. So if you disagree with me, if you hate what I have to say, feel free to call in. Just don't take it out on my producer. I have to realize sometimes that this show is very young. It started in January of last year, January 4th. Now, I've been in the business for a while in multiple formats, alternative, rock, spent a little time in country, if you can believe it. Not on the music side, on the promotion side, but I've been doing this for a while. And I was selected to do this job because they wanted to go a little more local here on the Talk of Connecticut. They wanted to do a little less of the piped-in stuff and more voices. That's why you have Brad and Dan and Brad and me. And to be quite honest, I am the outlier when it comes to political stances on the station. Everybody else leans a little to the right. I lean a little to the left. The degrees of left or right might vary. I said little, but it might be. Some of you probably consider me a far left-wing hippie or something. I consider myself a centrist with left leanings, mostly social, fiscally conservative, but my fiscal conservation comes at odds with true Republicans' conservation when it comes to spending. I think you cut from the top with the biggest expenditures rather than cutting the programs that help those in need. Whether that makes me a socialist hippie, and that's fine. But when you call, again, One, I want to take this opportunity to thank Jim and Maxwell and Christian for all the hard work they do. Christian in particular, as he's the here the most, and the abuse that they have to take because of the words that come out of my mouth. And I don't think I say anything too inflammatory. I could. Like, I'm fully capable of it. As Christian said off the air, he wants to hear Ed from 10 years ago, before Ed was married, before Ed had a kid, before Ed was an adult, really. I was old enough to be an adult by years, but it was just me. I didn't have anything to worry about. I didn't have to think. And now I do. I have a bigger picture of what's going on, not just my selfish needs. So that Ed from back then is pretty much dead and buried. And it's funny because that Ed also applies to not just radio Ed, but social Ed. And some of my good friends are like, no,
bring him back.
Up, party, yeah, we want you to yell and break stuff. I go, yeah, but I can't get arrested now. I got this kid thing, and the wife would be disappointed.
So how much would I have to bribe you to bring back old Ed?
Oh, I mean, it's just any legal bills that might come from it.
Well, apparently, according to one caller, I can't pay any bills because
right.
I'm broke. Yeah.
And that's the thing. I can throw insults with the best of them, and I'm good enough at it. I'm quick enough that I could, but that doesn't accomplish anything. That's what I say about the show, is I want it to be different. We've had 20 years of yelling and screaming and people throwing insults, and it accomplished nothing. All it did was push people further to their sides. And I want to meet in the middle. You don't have to agree with me. You can be of the mindset that everything an elected official does is right. They know more than we do. We're doing this. That's fine. But I don't have to. And just recognize that. I will recognize your right to do that. Also, if you're going to call, please don't be on a speakerphone or hands-free or Bluetooth. I guess if you're driving, but just take the moment to pull over. It sounds better when you're on a phone. When we're doing two-way communications, if I try to say something while you're saying something, the Bluetooth isn't going to pick it up because your input is overriding the output. No matter how fancy your car is, it just works like that. That's how technology works. Bluetooth, still not the best. It's great for streaming audio now. The fidelity's there, but in two-way communication, microphones can be oversensitive. If your speakers are up too loud, your mic can pick me up. There's a big mess. It's just better to be on the actual handset. So if you are going to call me while in the car, please pull over for safety's sake and for the audio's sake. In this business, we are an audio medium, and I need that quality. But I will give time to people who disagree with me. It is when it starts going circular or when it's nothing but insults. There's no tangible. As with that last call, I don't know how long we had that caller on, but it's far over the minute. And I said, listen, it can't go on like this. This isn't how a discussion goes, so I'm going to end it if we don't continue it. And I had to end it. There's no malice there. It's just part of my job. And then, you know, how did I get this job? I don't know. Some days I don't know. You know, I have other responsibilities here as well, but people know I'm informed and I'm opinionated. Seemed like a good start. And I've been doing radio for years. So that's how I got here. Same way as anybody else who started this business. I mean, you look at what's his name? Glenn Beck. I mean, he was on a morning show with a monkey as a mascot at some point. If you're in radio, you've got an embarrassing past.
And now he's getting sued.
Right. And by Tommy Lauren. Good. That does it for today. I will be back tomorrow. And please, I encourage those of you who disagree, I want to talk with you more. I enjoy those who call it to support as well. But I enjoy the discussion. Just no need to insult. And don't yell at my producers. They're so nice. I'll see you tomorrow.